Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Not to make Kevin Payne jealous of rotowire.com, who's on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. We've got a budding bromance too, do we not?
I would like to think we do, but I don't know if I can match Ryan Wood, so maybe not.
Like, we got, if I ever came to Buffalo, I would, like, I think I would text you and say, what's up?
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we could hang out. I've got a pretty decent pad. Hot tub's still open. Pool's closed, but hot tub's still open. And, yeah, I would be disappointed if you did not text me if you came to Buffalo.
Do you have an outdoor tiki bar?
I have a gazebo. I have a giant jungle gym. I have a swing set. I have a lot of stuff outside. No tiki bar, but the gazebo's pretty cool. It's two stories. So
Okay, all right. I am intrigued. Kevin Payne, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan, with the hashtag AskKevin. Let's get right to it. William's in Elm Grove. William, take it away.
Good morning. I was wondering, Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford tonight?
Gosh. I'm going to go with Cousins just based on the matchup, because the Detroit Lions might be the worst team in the league. So I'm going to say Kirk Cousins. And also remember the game tonight, Stafford's been fantastic, don't get me wrong, but he's got to go on the road to Seattle. And Seattle hasn't been great on defense this year. And historically, we know they're usually a pretty good team, but I just think that at home, Kirk Cousins, look at his numbers. They've been fantastic. I would go with him over Stafford this week.
This is on Twitter. This is from Jim. He says, who does he play in the flex? PPR is half a point. Emmanuel Sanders, Chenault, Latavius Murray, or Perine?
I'm going to say Chenault. No more DJ Chark. Chenault had a big game last week, and he's going to be counting. He's going to get plenty of touches. So out of those guys, I would go with Chenault. Perine's interesting. Gosh, my problem is Joe Mixon could still end up playing. And Perine, if you look at his numbers efficiency-wise, he's never really had a good season of yards per carry outside, I think it was his rookie year in Washington. So I'm going to go say Chenault out of those guys. Sanders will pop up and have a nice game for the Bills every once in a while. That should be like one of the higher scoring games of the week, I believe. But he's just not going to be very consistent, just given them the amount of mouths that the Bills have to feed in that offense.
Two and a flex for Nate. Needs two of the four. Hollywood Brown, Robert Woods, Darrell Henderson, or Hubbard?
Henderson or Hubbard. Gosh, Woods has been a little bit disappointing. Finally found the end zone last week. I think you go Hollywood Brown each and every week. I'm also curious to see what happens if Rashad Bateman is there, rookie out of Minnesota for the Ravens this week. But I think you go Hollywood Brown. And then between Woods and Henderson, gosh, I'm probably going Henderson. He should have plenty of touches tonight. He's been practicing just fine all week. 19 carries for over 100 yards or something like that last week. So Henderson and Hollywood Brown would be the two of the four I would go with.
Jake's in a PPR league. He says, if he's active, should I go with Chris Carson tonight or wait for Kareem Hunt this weekend?
Oh, I think you wait for Kareem Hunt this weekend. And I get the feeling we're not going to see Carson. And even if we do, we're going to see a lot of Alex Collins tonight. And I'm a Carson owner. I'm really disappointed because he's been like a blue-collar guy. But any running back, and this goes back to Marshawn Lynch, that plays with Russell Wilson has done excellent, great efficiency numbers. You've got that threat that anytime Russell Wilson's going to take off. So I would go ahead, wait, go with Kareem Hunt. I don't trust Carson, but it'll be an easy call, obviously, if he's inactive and Alex Collins is the starter tonight.
Let's get to Tom, who is in Franklin. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Non-PPR, Antonio Brown or Michael Pittman?
I'm going back to Antonio Brown. At home, this should be a pretty good matchup. I got to think Xavien Howard probably shadows Mike Evans. And with no Gronkowski, who's been the big red zone target, I think Antonio Brown should have a good game. So I would go over him over Pittman this week.
All right, let's get to John. He's on the east side. Again, 414-799-1250. John, what's up?
Yes, I'm in a PPR league. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
My option would be Michael Pittman or A.J. Brown. I know A.J. Brown's been injured, so I just wanted your opinion.
Yeah, so you got to watch and see if Brown's even going to be out there. Both him and Julio Jones are a little bit of a question mark still. I love that we just had an Antonio Brown versus Pittman question. Now we got an A.J. Brown versus Pittman question. I go with A.J. Brown if he's going to be out there. Just because he's too good, he's one of the most dynamic wide receivers, easily a top eight wide receiver in the league. So if Brown is out there, go with him. But again, you might go ahead and have an easy choice if we find out he's inactive come Sunday.
Let's see. Corey. Non-PPR, Hockenson, or Dawson Knox?
I think you got to go with Knox. There's clearly a rapport between him and Josh Allen. Allen loves to go to him in the red zone. And Hockenson started out, he was shot out of the cannon to start the season. And a lot of people are saying, well, it wasn't a big difference going to Goff from Stafford. But lately, teams have locked him down. So believe it or not, I'm going to say go with Dawson Knox over Hockenson. Again, that game Sunday night should be very high scoring between the Bills and the Chiefs.
All right, Digital Wisconsin Ninja has a QB question. Russell tonight, or he sees Joe Burrow potentially facing a Jair Alexander-less Packers secondary. Hashtag ask Kevin.
Gosh, that's a good question. I still go with Russell Wilson at home. Not the greatest matchup. The Rams are very good, and they're probably going to be pretty motivated after losing last week to the Cardinals. But I still think you have to go with Russell Wilson. He gives you kind of that rushing ability you're not going to get from Joe Burrow. But Burrow could get T. Higgins back this week, which will help. He's got a great set of wide receivers between him, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd. But I'm still going to go with Russell Wilson over Joe Burrow.
Bootsy wants to know, this is non-PPR, needs two of the three. Samaje Perine, Daryl Henderson, jumping James Robinson.
Yeah, again, I'm sitting Perine out of those guys. I just think that we might go ahead and see the Bengals air it out. And again, his efficiency numbers, go take a look at them. They're not that great. I get that the volume might be there. But, you know, Mixon hasn't been ruled out quite yet, so I'm still going to go ahead and sit Perine. For me, Henderson's an easy call, especially given the fact that if you take a look, Seattle's given up a lot of yards on the ground. So I would go ahead and sit Perine out of those guys.
Couple more minutes. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Joe Burrow or Matt Stafford? That's from Jesse.
Gosh, and that's close. In this case, I feel like the – it's not going to make your matchup or win or lose your matchup based on if you want either one of these guys. But in this case, I would say go with Stafford over Burrow. Just given the fact that both teams have great sets of wide receivers. You got Higbee, too, for Los Angeles as well. So Burrow over Stafford.
You know, every week there's
Stafford over Burrow. Stafford over Burrow. Yeah.
Darnell Mooney or Christian Kirk? That one coming in from Garrett.
Yeah, I wish Kirk
non-PPR.
Offense. Yeah, I wish Kirk was in a different offense because I feel like he could go ahead and be like a solid 1B guy on most teams, but there's so many mouths to feed there. AJ Green is suddenly relevant again. So I think between those two, I would go ahead and sit Christian Kirk.
Question here from Rich. He says, is Cordell Patterson a must start? No questions asked. Cordell Patterson.
Cordell Patterson, you cut out for a second. A must start each week? Is that what they asked?
Yeah, he doesn't give me like an option.
Yeah, I think so at this point. He's a big part of that offense. And Stafford's not, he's not getting the ball downfield. Calvin Ridley's been really disappointing. Russell Gage was banged up, so that doesn't help. Kyle Pitts we thought was going to be a lot more, but they've got something there in Patterson out of the backfield. And I saw a few of my friends I was talking to, and they said, why couldn't the Vikings or the Bears figure out this guy and use him the way Atlanta's using him? So I think each and every week, just given the upside that he has and what he showed last week, that you do start Cordarrelle Patterson. I got to think, at the very least, he's a flex, if not a running back too, going forward, especially in PPR formats.
RotoWire.com. Kevin, free trial for those that are eager to get one.
Yep, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Casey Payne, PAYNE26. I'm heading to you guys this weekend, towards you guys. Not quite all the way there. I've got to go to Michigan. My daughter's playing soccer, so I will try to do my best to get to everybody's question before kickoff. If you want your question answered, try to get to me sooner than later. Go Packers and go Bills.
What, is she like in college or something?
No, she just plays at, she's 12 years old. She plays at a very highly competitive level. But she's, I'm hoping that we're heading towards me not having to pay for college for her. So
Buffalo, that's not that close to Michigan.
No, it's 6 hours.
You're doing this for soccer?
For soccer, yep.
In the fall?
In the fall.
Wow, dad of the year.
I try. I'm not doing fantasy, it's family stuff. So,
hey, Bills against the Chiefs. I started to like that number on the Bills a little bit, but I was talked in yesterday by one of our guys that the Bills haven't really played anybody, so hammer the Chiefs. What do you think there?
Yeah, I'm a little bit wary. I think I have to do staff picks every week for the site, and I believe I did go ahead and take the Chiefs. There is a great video out there of the Bills, though. That popular game or popular show on Netflix, Squid Game, they were doing red light, green light for Stephon Diggs going into the huddle last week. So I hope they're nice and loose this week, but I worry that the Chiefs are still a little bit higher than us. But there's still a lot of season left, and I have a feeling like we might be seeing a preview of the AFC Championship game.
Okay, I got to talk about that. Do you have a minute?
Go ahead.
The Squid Game thing. It's a show on Netflix, okay?
Yep.
And my brother was telling me about it earlier this week. I'd never heard about it. So and then I saw an article on it yesterday. So then I watched the first episode last night, but just like the red light, green light part, where it's basically these people want to get a lot of money, and so they make them compete for it, and then they don't realize right away that they might die. And then they have to play red light, green light, and a bunch of people die. And this is like the biggest Netflix show ever, bigger than Tiger King, and it's gruesome, dude. Did you watch the whole thing or just not watch it? I can't watch it.
I watched the whole thing. My wife made me turn it off, and she was in the room because it's very gory. It's very dark. But it was the number one show in 90 different countries, and they're saying that Netflix stock is going up based upon this one show that they have. It is not going to be for everybody's cup of tea. But I think once you get into it, you want to see how it plays out. And I got to say that if you watch it throughout and you get to the final episode, it's definitely interesting. I don't know. I got to think it's so popular that maybe they come out with a season number two, and the way they leave it, there's a possibility for that. But it's not everybody's cup of tea. As you said, very, very, there's dark, and then there's Squid Game. So and it just goes to a whole nother level.
Does it get darker than that first episode?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah, the first episode is like an appetizer for your dinner.
You'll
get to the main course and you'll get the dessert as well, but it's dark, yeah.
All right, I'll leave you on that one. Kevin, you've always got the green light with me, buddy. No worries.
Okay, sounds good, and I'll look forward to that text if you ever come to Buffalo.
When the Packers play there next, I will be there.
Sounds good. That's the plan. Well, you can jump through a table, Bart.
Sounds good. Well, I already threw a chair today, so I'm getting close. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, talk to you later, Bart.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Great Midwest Bank hotline if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.